Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan and our small group study from My Search for Prayers Satan Hates. And a free downloadable PDF transcript of this podcast is available on our website at active-faith.org under the Resources tab, or on our new app, our Active Faith app. Today's topic is Satan Uses Anger. Let me start with Ephesians 4, verse 26, NLT. Don't sin by letting anger control you. You know, I love basketball, especially since Jay, my youngest of my three sons, loved the game so much. He was once involved in a summer league that played weekend tournaments. So begins the story of my ejection from a game and from the property. Now, how can a Christian man bring glory to God while being ejected from his son's game? Well, let me explain. First of all, we were winning. The trouble began when I saw the opposing coach pick up the basketball that had rolled to his feet and slam it to the floor during the game, and it went 14 feet in the air. Now, I was taking video of the game, so I've got video proof of this event. Now, imagine my shock when the referee, who was only 10 feet from the coach and staring at him, facing him, did not call a technical foul. The entire stadium moaned in disbelief. This coach ranted and raved throughout the whole contest, but the kicker came at the end of the game. It was a three-point game, had 11 seconds to go. The same coach who had vented his anger bouncing innocent basketballs high in the air decided to do the unthinkable. He screamed a loud curse word. Although he was on the opposite side of the court, those ugly words could easily be heard on our side by fans all the way at the top of the bleachers. Now, I can guarantee you that the administration of that high school would have been appalled, but Saturday morning summer tournaments aren't exactly attended by those kind of people. No referee should let that go unpunished, but this one did. So the game ended. I decided someone should stand up for righteousness. I walked up to the ref and I said, "It should always be a technical foul when any coach uses profanity. It demeans the integrity of the game." Then I turned to leave, intending to walk out to my truck and wait for my son there. The referee screamed at my back as I walked away. "I can't control what the coach does." He fumed at me. I turned and faced him and I said, "It's your job to control him." He yelled and screamed at the top of his lungs and I knew it was time to go. This was a battle for integrity that needed to be fought with the tournament director, not the ref who has no problem with coaches using loud profanity in front of high school kids. However, the ref was not done with me. As I walked away, he informed me that I was not only ejected from the game, which was over, I was immediately ejected from the property. I continued to give him an excellent view of my back as I silently walked away. You know, a soft answer turns away anger, right? So consider the irony. This man defended the right of a cursing coach to say what he wanted. In fact, he said he couldn't control him, but then he thought he could control me for what I said after the game was over. He was still giving me orders. As the yelling continued as I was walking away, I finally turned around and calmly said, "I'm going to report you." I turned again to leave. He ran around in front of me and stopped, blocking my way. He stood in my path with his fist clenched. I had no choice but to stop. His heavy breathing was about 4 inches from my face, and he said, "Just say one more word, and I'll whip your blank. Don't blank with me." His anger had taken over. He was no longer even rational. He probably wouldn't even remember what he said. That's what anger does. It distorts your vision and your memory. After a big fight, ask two different parties on opposite sides who both got angry, ask them what happened. I'll guarantee you'll hear two very different stories. Calmness, however, keeps the mind and memory clear and focused. If one person is angry and the other is calm, you'll get the true picture from the one who stayed relaxed and focused. Proverbs 14:29, GWT, a person of great understanding is patient, but a short temper is the height of stupidity. Proverbs 15:1, New Century Version, a gentle answer will calm a person's anger, but an unkind answer will cause more anger. Proverbs 29:11, a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9, NLT, control your temper, for anger labels you a fool. The New Testament goes even further. It says in Galatians that if you follow the path of anger, you won't be allowed into heaven. Heaven will be a place completely free from anger. This comes from Galatians 5, 19 to 21. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, even drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God, which is heaven. Lord, there have been times in my life when I was just as angry as this referee. I need forgiveness, just like he does. Please help me to control my anger and lead others to control theirs and be closer to you by showing kindness and patience. Also, please open this man's eyes to his own weakness. Be gentle with him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's talk about the big lie. John 8:44, NLT. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He's always hated the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, anger not only distorts the memory, it leads to other more serious sins. 2 days after the incident at the basketball game, I got a call from the tournament director, just as I expected. She was very kind and polite. She said that she'd already talked to discuss the situation with the referee involved. Great, I said, what'd he say? She said that although I had attacked him, he was very proud of himself for not saying a single word to me. He stated he just turned around and walked away. Really? Wow, if you're going to tell a lie, you might as well tell a big one. 1 Timothy 4, verse 2, NLT. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. Revelation 21:8, NLT. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshipers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. I told her the truth of what happened, and she was shocked. I offered video proof of the actions of the opposing coach to back up my story, but she said that was not necessary, and she fired the ref. A few weeks later, I got a special gift from my son on Father's Day that made me proud. He wrote, I was proud you were my dad at that basketball game. It set an example for me to do the right thing. Lord, thank you for my son, Jay, and this opportunity to show him how to stand up for the truth, even if it's difficult. Give him the courage to stand up for truth throughout his life, in Jesus' name. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to consider the following two discussion thoughts. Number one, share a personal story about anger that illustrates at least one evil aspect of anger. And number two, review and discuss the scriptures about dealing with anger that we talked about today. Ephesians 4:26, Proverbs 14:29, Proverbs 15:1, Proverbs 29:11, Ecclesiastes 7:9, Galatians 5:19-21, and any others you'd like to look up and add to that. But let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.